Okay, once again, let me introduce to you my brother and my brother, Jerry Case, and I ask that you give him as your careful and prayerful attention. Jerry.
Good morning. I also would greet you in the name of our loving Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm very happy to be able to be here with you today. As far as praying and preparing for the service, that I have, and I would ask that each of you would lift me up even at this moment, that His Holy Spirit would be the leader and the guider of this service. That's which the Lord's put on my heart's very, actually kind of brief today. And I've studied other things, and there's other things that I had thought to bring, but I feel like the Spirit's kind of constrained me to stay kind of straightforward and simple and offer just a few things. And truly, the crux of it will be found in these first five verses that I read. And so I'd ask that you'd consider and listen carefully. I opened my Bible to Psalm 100. And if each of you would, too, that have books, open to Psalm 100, that you can refer back to it. Because truly it's short, but it says so much, and I want you to be able to flip back to it during this week to remind yourself in the future. So Psalm 100, I want to start with the first verse. It says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations." As I read this, there's so many things that do stand out to me. One is the attitude that it begins with, you know, that we make a joyful noise unto the Lord, whether it be in singing or the words of our lips. We're not to murmur. We reflect gladness. We reflect a knowledge that He is the Lord, and that it's by His grace that we live and breathe. That every blessing that comes unto us is of Him and of His Holy Spirit. And we have no reason to take pride because He is the Lord. We are the sheep of His pasture. He provides all for us. And if it seems that by His blessing us, we do good, we need to realize that there's no reason for pride in ourselves. It's He that brings the increase in all things. He made us. He made us. We did not make ourselves. And the successes that we experience, He made. We did not make ourselves. And so we have only need to praise Him, to make a joyful noise unto Him, to never murmur. I'm a what I read is really only going to emphasize what I just read to you. And I know it's not new, but I feel like the Lord is asked me to declare this today. So the other thing I'm going to read, I believe, is only to reemphasize what I've already read. And it's out of Messiah, chapter 1. And I'm going to start reading maybe with verse 38. These are the words of King Messiah, or King Benjamin. And he had these words written down and distributed to the people before he offered them, because he didn't want any misunderstanding. He wanted it to be straightforward. He didn't want anything to be taken out of context or to not be heard. He wanted the people to see, to hear, and to understand. So I'm going to start with verse 38. On my Book of Mormon, in my Book of Mormon, it's on page 211. It's chapter 1 of Messiah, beginning with verse 38. And these are the words which he spake, and he caused to be written, saying, My brethren, all ye that have assembled yourselves together, you that can hear my words, which I shall speak unto you this day, for I have not commanded you to come up hither to trifle with words which I shall speak, but that ye should hear, that ye should hearken unto me, and open your ears, that ye may hear, and your hearts that they may be that ye may understand, and your minds that the mysteries of God may be unfolded to your view. I have not commanded you to come up hither, that ye should fear me, but that ye should think that I of myself am more than a mortal man. But I am like unto yourselves, subject to all manner of infirmities in mind and body. Yet as I have been chosen by this people, and was consecrated by my Father, and was suffered by the hand of the Lord, that I should be a ruler and a king over this people, and have been caught and preserved by his matchless power to serve thee with all the might, mind, and strength which the Lord hath granted unto me, I say unto you, that as I have been suffered to spend my days in your service, even up to this time, and have not sought gold nor silver nor any manner of riches of you, neither have I suffered that ye should be confined in dungeons, nor that ye should make slaves one of another, or that ye should murder or plunder or steal or commit adultery. For even I have not suffered that ye should commit any manner of wickedness, and have taught you that ye should keep the commandments of the Lord in all things which he hath commanded you. And even I myself have labored with mine own hands that I might serve you, and that ye should not be laden with taxes, and there should nothing come upon you which was grievous to be borne. And of all these things which I have spoken, ye yourselves are witness this day. Yet, my brethren, I have not done these things that I might boast, neither do I tell these things that thereby I might accuse you. But I tell you these things that ye may know that I can answer a clear conscience before God this day. Behold, I say unto you that because I said unto you that I had spent my days in your service, I do not desire to boast, for I have only been in the service of God. Behold, I tell you these things that ye may learn wisdom, that ye may learn that when ye are in the service of your fellow beings, ye are only in the service of your God. Behold, ye have called me your king. And if I, whom ye call your king, do labor to serve you, then had not ye ought to labor to serve one another. And behold also, if I, whom ye call your king, who hath spent his days in your service, and yet hath been in the service of God, doth merit any thanks from you, O how had ye ought to thank your heavenly king. And I think of this position of gratitude, understanding that we are the sheep of his pasture. And here we have this king that has served his people for these many years, and all he's doing here is reminding them of the testimony of life and service that he's tried to have before them, understanding that he, even the king, is just a sheep in the Lord's pasture. That it's by grace that we have all. Behold, I'm going to start again at the 50th verse. Page 212, first chapter of Messiah. Behold, ye have called me your king, and if I, whom ye call your king, do labor to serve you, then had not ye ought to labor to serve one another. And behold also, if I, whom ye call your king, who hath spent his days in your service, and yet hath been in the service of God, doth merit any thanks from you, O how had ye ought to thank your heavenly king. I say unto you, my brethren, that if ye should render all the thanks and praise which your whole soul hath power to possess to that God who hath created you and hath kept and preserved you, and hath caused that ye should rejoice and hath granted that ye should live in peace one with another, I say unto you that if ye should serve him who hath created you from the beginning and are preserving you from day to day by lending you breath, that ye may live and move and do according to your own will, and even support you from one moment to another, I say, if ye should serve him with all your whole soul, yet ye would be unprofitable servant. And behold, all that he requires of you is to keep his commandments. And he hath promised you that if ye would keep his commandments, ye should prosper in the land. And he never doth vary from that which he hath said. Therefore, if ye do keep his commandments, he doth bless you and prosper you. And now in the first place he hath created you and granted unto you your lives, for which ye are indebted unto him. And secondly, he doth require that ye should do as he hath commanded you, for which if ye do, he doth immediately bless you, and therefore he hath paid you. And ye are still indebted unto him, and are, and will be, forever and ever. Therefore, of what have ye to boast? And now I ask, can ye say aught of yourselves? I answer you, nay. Ye cannot say that thou art even as much as the dust of the earth. Yet thou wast created of the dust of the earth. But behold, it belongeth to him who created you. And I, even I, whom ye call your king, am no better than ye yourselves are, for I am also of the dust. And thou beholdest that I am old, and I am about to yield up this mortal frame to its mother earth. Therefore, as I said unto you, that I had served you, walking with a clear conscience before God, even so I, at this time, have caused that ye should assemble yourselves together, that I might be found blameless, and that your blood should not come upon me, when I shall stand to be judged of God of the things whereof he hath commanded me concerning you. I say unto you that I have caused that ye should assemble yourselves together, that I might rid my garments of your blood at this period of time when I am about to go down to my grave, that I might go down in peace, and my immortal spirit may join the chorus above, the choirs above, in singing the praises of a just God. And moreover, I say unto you that I have caused that ye should assemble yourselves together, that I might declare unto you that I can no longer be your teacher nor your king. For even at this time my whole frame doth tremble exceedingly while attempting to speak unto you. But the Lord God doth support me, and hath suffered me that I should speak unto you, and hath commanded me that I should declare unto you this day that my son Messiah is a king and a rule over you. And now, my brethren, I would that ye should do as ye have hitherto done, as ye have kept my commandments and also the commandments of my Father, and have prospered and have been kept from falling into the hands of your enemies. Even so, if ye shall keep the commandments of my Son, or of the commandments of God, which shall be delivered unto you by him, ye shall prosper in the land, and your enemies shall have no power over you. But, O my people, beware, lest there shall arise contentions among you, and ye list to obey the evil spirit, which was spoken of by my father Messiah. For behold, there is a woe pronounced upon him who listeth to obey that spirit. For if he listeth to obey him, and remaineth and dieth in his sins, the same drinketh damnation to his own soul. For he receiveth for his wages an everlasting punishment, having transgressed the law of God, contrary to his own knowledge. I say unto you that there is not one among you, except it be your little children, that hath not been taught concerning these things, but what knoweth that ye are eternally indebted to your heavenly Father, to render to him all that you have and are, to render to him all that you have and are, and also have been taught concerning the records which contain the prophecies which have been spoken by the holy prophets, even down to the time of your father Lehi left Jerusalem, and also all that hath been spoken by our fathers until now. And out of that verse, I would point out to you that it doesn't just point out that you are that the Lord has given you what you have. He's given you what you are. That's another thing to consider. To render to him what you have and are, and what you've been taught. So we have not one reason to boast. We did not create ourselves. He created us. And behold, also, they spake that which was commanded them of the Lord, therefore they are just and true. That was verse 78. Now I'm going on to 79. And now I say unto you, my brethren, that after ye have known and have been taught all these things, if ye should transgress and go contrary to that which hath been spoken, that ye do withdraw yourselves from the Spirit of the Lord, that it may have no place in you, to guide you in wisdom's path, that ye may be blessed, prospered, and preserved. I say unto you that the man that doeth this thing, the same cometh out in open rebellion against God. Therefore he listeth to obey the evil spirit, and becometh an enemy to all righteousness. Therefore the Lord hath no place in him, for he dwelleth not in unholy temples. Therefore, if that man repenteth not, and remaineth, and dieth an enemy to God, the demands of divine justice doth awaken his immortal soul to a lively sense of his own guilt, which doth cause him to shrink from the presence of the Lord, and doth fill his breast with guilt, and pain, and anguish, which is like an unquenchable fire, whose flames ascendeth up for ever and ever. And now I say unto you that mercy hath no claim on that man. Therefore his final doom is to endure a never-ending torment. O all ye old men, and also ye young men, and you little children, which can understand my words, for I have spoken plain unto you, that ye may understand, that ye might understand. I pray that ye should awake to a remembrance of the awful situation of those that have fallen into transgression. And moreover, I would desire that ye should consider on the blessed and happy state of those that keep the commandments of God. For behold, they are blessed in all things, both temporal and spiritual. And if they hold out faithful to the end, they are received into heaven, that thereby they may dwell with God in a state of never-ending happiness. Oh, remember that these things are true, for the Lord God hath spoken it. And again, my brethren, I would call your attention, for I have somewhat more to speak unto you. For behold, I have things to tell you concerning that which is to come. And the things which I shall tell you are made known to me by an angel from God. And he said unto me, Awake, and I awoke, and behold, he stood before me. And he said unto me, Awake and hear the words which I shall tell thee. For behold, I am come to declare unto thee glad tidings of great joy. For the Lord hath heard thy prayers, and hath judged of thy righteousness, and hath sent me to declare unto thee that thou mayest rejoice, and thou mayest declare unto thy people that they may also be filled with joy. For behold, the time cometh, and is not far distant, is not far distant, that with power the Lord omnipotent who reigneth, which was and is from all eternity to all eternity, shall come down from heaven among the children of men, and shall dwell in a tabernacle of clay, and shall go forth among men, working mighty miracles, such as healing the sick, raising the dead, causing the lame to walk, the blind to receive their sight, and the deaf to hear, and curing all manner of diseases. And he hath cast out devils, or the evil spirits which dwell in the hearts of the children of men. And lo, he shall suffer temptations, and pain of body, hunger, thirst, and fatigue, even more than man can suffer, except it be unto death. For behold, blood cometh from every pore, so great shall be his anguish for the wickedness and abominations of his people. And he shall be called Jesus Christ, Son of God, the Father of heaven and earth, Creator of all things from the beginning. And his mother shall be called Mary. And lo, he cometh unto his own, that salvation might come unto the children of men, even through faith on his name. And even after all this, they shall consider him as a man, and say that he hath a devil, and shall scourge him, and shall crucify him. And he shall rise the third day from the dead, and behold, he standeth to judge the world. Behold, all these things are done, that a righteous judgment might come upon the children of men. For behold, and also his blood atoneth for the sins of those who have fallen by the transgression of Adam, who have died not knowing the will of God concerning them, or who have ignorantly sinned. But woe, woe unto him who knoweth that he rebelleth against God. For salvation cometh to none such, except it be through repentance and faith on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord God hath sent his holy prophets among all the children of men to declare these things to every kindred, nation, and tongue, that thereby whoso shall believe that Christ should come, the same might receive remission of their sins, rejoice with exceeding great joy, even as though he had already come among them. Yet the Lord God saw that his people were a stiff-necked people, and he appointed unto them a law, even the law of Moses. And many signs and wonders and types and shadows shewed he unto them concerning his coming. And also holy prophets spake unto him concerning his coming. And yet they hardened their hearts, and understood not that the law of Moses availeth nothing, except it were through the atonement of his blood. And even if it were possible that little children could sin, they could not be saved. But I say unto you, they are blessed. For behold, as in Adam, or by nature they fall, even so the blood of Christ atoneth for their sins. And moreover, I say unto you, that there shall be no other name given, nor any other way, nor means whereby salvation can come unto the children of men, only in and through the name of Christ, the Lord God, the Lord omnipotent. For behold, he judgeth, and his judgment is just. And the infant perisheth not that dieth in his infancy. But men drink damnation to their own souls, except they humble themselves and become as little children, and believe that salvation was, and is to come, in and through the atoning blood of Christ, the Lord omnipotent. For the natural man is an enemy to God, and hath been from the fall of Adam, and will be forever and ever. But if he yieldeth to the enticings of the Holy Spirit, and putteth off the natural man, and becometh a saint through the atonement of Christ the Lord, and becometh a child submissive, meek, humble, patient, full of love, willing to submit to all things which the Lord seeth fit to inflict upon him, even as a child doth submit to his father. And moreover, I say unto you, the time shall come when the knowledge of a Savior shall spread throughout every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. And behold, when that time cometh, none shall be found blameless before God, except it be little children, only through repentance and faith on the name of the Lord God Omnipotent. And even at this time, when thou shalt have taught thy people the things which the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, even then are they found no more blameless in the sight of God, only according to the words which I have spoken unto thee. And now I have spoken the words which the Lord God hath commanded me. And thus saith the Lord, they shall stand as a bright testimony against this people at the judgment day. Wherefore they shall be judged every man according to his works, whether they be good or whether they be evil. And if they be evil, they are consigned to an awful view of their own guilt and abominations, which doth cause them to shrink from the presence of the Lord into a state of misery and endless torment, whence they can no more return. Therefore they have drunk damnation to their own souls. Therefore they have drunk out of the cup of the wrath of God, which justice could no more deny unto them than it could deny that Adam should fall, because of his partaking of the forbidden fruit. Therefore mercy could have claim on them no more forever. And their torment is as a lake of fire and brimstone, whose flames are unquenchable, and whose smoke ascendeth up forever and ever. And thus the Lord commanded me. Amen. And so here, I read that as an example of the understanding of a king, of a just king, of a king who was guided by the Holy Spirit, that was obedient to God. I read his example. He understood that he was man. He understood the relationship between man and God, that we are the creature. God is the creator. And all we have is given by him. And I want to end by going back to those first five verses that I read out of Psalm 100. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. The commandment is to everybody. This is the attitude, this is the way to approach life. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, his truth endureth to all generations. The Lord go with you this week. Thanks for the time. Please remember these words. I love each of you. Thank you.